Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's session, we're going to be continuing on the current arc of professionalism and its many facets. Today, specifically, we're going to be touching on the topic of professionalism when it comes to workplace attire. When it comes to professionalism, it's not just the way you talk and behave, it is also how you appear in the workplace. Keep in mind, like we talked about in the general episode of professionalism, this is very situational. What is appropriate in one setting might be completely inappropriate in another. We are going to be diving into some general advice, but the bottom line is to ask your supervisor or coworkers about what is appropriate in their workplace and then go with that. To start off, I want to define a few terms that you will probably hear when entering into the workforce. They are casual, business casual, and business professional. Casual attire is considered shorts, ripped jeans, t-shirts, crop tops, graphic tees, tennis shoes, sweats, sweatshirts, and other kind of relaxed types of dress. This is the type of clothing that you would wear to, like, your friend's house when hanging out or just kind of in a casual setting. Casual attire is generally considered inappropriate in most workplaces, unless specifically told by your supervisor that it is okay. Business casual attire is considered slacks, polos, button-down collared shirts, nicer blouses, nicer shoes, longer skirts or dresses. Think of what you would see when you're walking into kind of a stereotypical office job or bank. It's nicer clothing, but not wearing full suits and ties. Business casual is becoming the standard level of professional attire in most workspaces. It is more dressed up than normal life, but not too restrictive and uncomfortable and unapproachable. Finally, we have business professional. This is where we get into the suits, pantsuits, ties, dress shoes, the whole nine yards, the whole thing. Think of a lawyer going into court. That is business professional. Business professional is becoming less common, but in certain professions is still the standard. You just kind of have to ask. Now that we've defined a bit the standard terms, I want to walk through different situations that will require professional attire. Starting from before you even get the job. When I'm talking to students about career fairs, employer opportunities, or even interviews, one of the most common questions I get is, "What do I wear?" In these situations, you are literally making a first impression with these employers, so dress to impress. Bust out your nicer clothing for these situations if you can. Business casual is fine, we just want it to not seem too casual when meeting employers at career fairs. That being said, if at the moment you don't have something that can be considered business attire, still attend. It is better that you go than not go. But know that you will make a better impression if you look the part. If you do not have anything considered, quote, dressed up, unquote, do something small like regular jeans rather than ripped ones, or a plain tee rather than one with graphics. I know I love graphic tees too, but sometimes they're not appropriate. Same thing for interviews. You want to look like you took your time and put effort into being there and meeting with them. When in doubt, be overdressed rather than underdressed during these events, especially in interviews. Next, once you get into your job or your internship, I recommend dressing in more business professional attire for the beginning, unless told otherwise. You will learn what is standard for the office you are in and be able to match it. But when in doubt, overdressed is almost always better than underdressed. The reason that it is so important and talked about is because it comes down to the company image. The company is, at the end of the day, trying to sell their customer something, whether that's legal advice, financial services, historic information, or career advice. The organization wants their services to be taken seriously. Think of your own interactions. If you go into a corporate office and they are dressed more fancy than is normal, you are probably going to trust them, believe them, and do what they tell you to do than if they looked casual and disheveled. Companies want their employees to not distract from their brand, whatever that might be, and to make customers feel comfortable, and if your attire is distracting, then that's not appropriate for the company. This being said, not every company's image is business professional, or business casual even. Some organizations pride themselves on the laid-back nature of their work environment. For example, when I worked at my family skating rink, we wore neon green t-shirts and shorts, because that was what was expected for a family fun center. In those situations, casual attire is completely professional, and business casual would be the unprofessional thing to do. This is why it is so important for you to gather information on the places that you're looking to be a part of. Again, information is the currency of careers. Bottom line of this episode is be aware of what is appropriate in the field that you're going into. If you're not sure, ask. Ask your manager, ask your coworkers, ask alumni or somebody you're doing an informational interview with, or come set up an appointment with one of the Dornsife Career Pathways career advisors, and we will discuss the nuance of this subject and tailor it to the situation that you're going to be going into. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question that you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this thing. For more career information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to Ask John.